Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Kanazawa family, in memory of Mr. and Mrs. Sakijiro and Haru Kanazawa. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Tatsuo Muneto, Interim Rimbang of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii.
Good morning and aloha, members of the White Way radio audience. 3 weeks ago, I was a speaker for the Japanese broadcast, Honganji Hour of Hawaii Betsuin. I mentioned in Japanese that the three basic human needs for food, shelter, and clothes support our Nembutsu life. I believe that this subject is relevant to you, English-speaking members of Buddhist Sanghas. May I share with you this morning how I'm appreciating food, clothes, and shelter these days. I retired from Honpa Honganji ministry 6 years ago at the age of 75. I moved in to my residence in Makale area from the temple residence. It is a small residence that protects me and my wife primarily from the heat and the rain. My wife goes shopping every Tuesday to buy groceries. She cooks 3 meals a day for me to enjoy. I do the dishes to do my share. Because I'm a retiree, I hardly buy new clothes. Thus, I am fulfilling my three basic needs for food, shelter, and clothes. Recently, I have felt that these basic acts of eating food, living in a house, and wearing clothes are meant for supporting the Nembutsu life. I place my family shrine Butsudan in the living room and have time to say the Nembutsu Ingassho in front of the statue of Amida Buddha. I became a Goji member of Hawaii Betsuin to support the temple programs, and I'm attending Sunday services with my wife. I spent much time reading Buddhist books and writing articles for Buddhist organizations. Thus, I eat food, wear clothes, and live in the house for the purpose of promoting my Nembutsu life. It is not that my Nembutsu life is lived to fulfill my human needs. Our acts to eat food, to wear clothes, and to live in a shelter are meant to support the Nembutsu path, in which we hear the name of Amida, Namo Amida Butsu, and trust ourselves to Amida's vow, and to say Namo Amida Butsu in gratitude. It was Honen Shonin, the teacher of Shinran Shonin, that clarified the relationship between the Nembutsu life and three acts to eat, wear clothes, and to live in the house. More than 800 years ago in Japan, Honen Shonin chose recitation of the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, as the only right path to attain birth in the Pure Land, Buddha, Land of Peace. He said in his text entitled Wago Toroku, I quote, "Food, shelter, and clothes are meant to support the Nembutsu life," end quote. May I repeat? Food, shelter, and clothes are meant to support the Nembutsu life. When Honen Shonin taught in the medieval Japan that only the saying Nam Amida Butsu was the path to birth in the Pure Land, people of all walks of life joined his Sangha. The religious practice became simple for everyone. Following the precepts of non-killing, non-stealing, and not telling a lie, and so forth, were not needed, and seated meditation was not required for attaining birth into the Pure Land. Only the Nembutsu became the path. For the ordinary people those days, the worldly acts of eating food, wearing clothes, and living in shelters were their primary concerns. Seeing their way of life, Honen Shonin said that reciting Nembutsu must be their primary concern. He thought that these three worldly acts were the supportive acts for the Nembutsu life, in which they hear and say Nam Amida Butsu. In other words, the material life of good health and well-being are to be dedicated to the spiritual life of leading the life of hearing and saying Namo Amida Butsu. This teaching taught by Honen Shonin many years ago is very relevant to today's Buddhists in America. Our life is ever becoming materialistic. In Hawaii, where prices are so high, where we are concerned about what to eat, what to wear, and what type of house we should get, and we are prone to think that spiritual life helps to achieve material life. But in Jodo Shin Buddhist life, this attitude is not true to the teaching. I would like to share with you my experience of realizing that material life is to be dedicated to spiritual life. Once, I was a guest on a short television program at KGMB that was sponsored by HMSA. This session was to discuss how sitting in meditation, even 5 minutes a day, is useful to a healthy life. Dr. Shepherd, the president of Rehab Hospital of the Pacific, and his friends spoke about this topic, and I made a comment. After the program, Dr. Shepherd and I were walking in the parking lot. He, as a physician, said that today's people are so much concerned with good health through having good food, nice clothes, and beautiful homes. Then he asked me, to what are we supposed to dedicate this materially good life? I immediately said that we dedicate the material life to a God and a Buddha. Dr. Shepherd right away asked, how many people in America today dedicate their good life, good well-being to spiritual life? He wanted to say no to this question. As a medical doctor, Dr. Shepherd knew enough about the fact that most of today's people do not devote their worldly acts of eating food, wearing clothes, and living in a house to their spiritual life of going to church and temple to hear the gospel or the Dharma. Since this conversation with Dr. Shepherd, I began to believe that in Jodo Shin Buddhist life, we dedicate material needs to the life of hearing and saying Amida's name at the temple and at home. In saying the Nembutsu, we work for happiness of others in the community. Recently, Bishop Eric Matsumoto asked me if I could serve for Hawaii Betsuin as the acting chief minister Rinban. To be honest, I wanted to continue to lead a retired life with comfort, but I made up my mind to go back to the Shin ministry just to devote my life of eating food, wearing clothes, and living in a house to renew my Nembutsu life. I am ever grateful to Honen Shonin for his words of wisdom. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Muneto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moililihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, February 27th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Dr. Warren Tamamoto, President of the Honpongwanji Mission of Hawaii. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Kanazawa family, and our speaker, the Reverend Tatsuo Muneto of Honpohonganji Mission of Hawaii. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Ms. Linda Nagai, President of the Hawaii Federation of Buddhist Women's Associations. Namo Amida Butsu.